add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Copy, buddy.
Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan.
Well, since you're in such a giddy mood, maybe this will tickle your fancy. I got a little something for you today. Yeah. Coming up at 12:40, Mike Piazza.
Oh, I forgot, actually. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, what a great day it is. Happy birthday, BT. Mike Piazza on the air to celebrate. Can't wait. I don't think I've ever had him on a show ever in my life before.
Well, it's going to be awesome, and it's been a big Mets week here. We'll do the same with the Yankee guests when they play in the Bronx in July. We had David Wright the other day.
Harvey yesterday.
We had Matt Harvey yesterday. Anything you guys missed, the Free Odyssey app or YouTube, all that stuff, WFA and YouTube. But, yeah, Mike Piazza coming up at 12:40. And I'm going to ask him. Like, I can't wait to ask Mike. Like, Mike, how did you not? I know he's been asked this before, but I got to ask him. How did you not charge Clemens? Okay. I'm asking.
All right. I'll let him. I'll sit back and enjoy
that. What's out?
I'm not going after Mike.
I'm going to ask him, though.
I was just reading the New York Post today, and
more on Grimace?
No. Huh. More on Grimace in a bit. I guess we could get to that. This happened to be about Juan Soto and John Heyman, our pal John Heyman, of course, writing about Juan Soto, and said if anyone thinks he's signing in season, they can forget it. The Yanks had talked about that, try to do it in season, but behind the scenes, this is according to Heyman, but behind the scenes, they seem to understand that it isn't going to happen. When Heyman suggested to Soto the Mets could make a play for him, he said, "We will see in the offseason. We'll figure it out. I'll let Scott do his thing. We're going to see." Soto.
And what's he going to say? No, I don't want to involve the
But you can say right now, I'm happy with the Yankees. Well, I don't want to be on the little brother. This organization? What, are you kidding me?
Brilliant business. Well, let's not involve the most affluent owner in the sport.
You got a little taste last night could be like.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you tickle Cohen. That's who you tickle. Tickle him for every penny's worth.
Yeah, go
and
get it.
Stay in the Bronx.
Go get it. And for me, this is a conversation for a different day. I was going to say, for me, he would replace Pete. Like, I think I'd move. If I were to ask you, who have been, because the Mets have been on some incredible run here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Obviously, to get back from under, 11 games under, they're now within one game and can obviously get to the 500 mark tonight by sweeping the Yankees.
Dude, hottest team in baseball, period.
Right. Keep going. Best record in the month of June.
14-4, 5?
So let's just play a little quick game before we get back to the calls.
I got it.
I'm going to give me the names that you think have been, like, from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. In order?
Well, in your mind, yes. But now, you don't have to really think to it, but just, like, throw out the most impactful names.
During this run?
Correct.
Okay.
Most impactful.
J.D. Martinez got it all going.
There you go.
Lindor's number two.
Lindor's been up there.
Nimmo was number three.
Nimmo's been up there, no question.
I think Alvarez's return.
100% Alvarez.
I'd say, and then I'd say probably Pete.
Vientos.
Oh, my bad. Forgot about Vientos. Yeah.
I mean, think about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys have been more impactful. Now, you could even throw in Diaz if you want. If we're talking about big picture, you could say, my point is that Pete is supposed to be one of the most impactful guys on the team. And yet, during their hottest run, his impact has been...
It's picked up, though.
Minimal.
It's not like he's hitting 197 and everybody else is carrying the mail for him. But I get the point. I know.
No, but...
He's not leading the way.
He's kind of...
Yeah, I hear you.
In the background here.
Well, that's
he's not
what
leading
he is.
The way. I mean, there are nine guys in a lineup. We just named 5 of them ahead of Pete.
All right, so what if he goes on a 13-home run heater in July?
They're going to win
that
the division.
What does that do for the Mets?
By the way, just for clarification purposes, yesterday we talked about it. The Mets are still a fourth place team. That is no longer the case.
Ooh, they're jumping the Nets.
They leapfrogged the Nationals.
There you go. Congratulations.
Coming up here. But the Mets now have leapfrogged the Nationals.
Congrats.
So the Braves are next on their list. And that, to me, would be the team to target. Forget the Phillies, 13 games out. You know, the Phillies are... Now, that would be sweet if they ever could come back on the Phillies and kind of make up for 2007 and the collapse and all that stuff. But right now, the focus should be 500 tonight. Then the focus should be clearly on the Atlanta Braves and getting that top wild card spot.
So I do have to ask you this question very quickly. I know we do want to get these phones, and we also introduced the Nick Net trade, which is the same. What
and
a sports
we'll
day.
We'll do it all. More. Yeah, I want to get more into that in a little bit.
So if the Yankees lose tonight, and then from your perspective, that would mean if the Mets win tonight, Mets, as we know, are at 500.
Yes.
If the Yankees win, then you guys are not at 500. The Yankees will win tonight. Let me just say, Yankees are going to win this game. Mm. So the Mets will fall short, at least temporarily.
Very confident.
Yeah, the Yankees are going to win tonight in their pursuit of getting back to 500, which symbolically would mean a lot. Is there any fear / chance in your mind? Because let's face it, the pitching's still not that good on your
end.
Okay. That when the Yankees win tonight and your pursuit of 500 falls tantalizingly close, at least for another day, that you never see 500 the rest of the year?
No.
You say that there's no chance that happens.
I believe in this team now. I've turned the corner. I believe they've turned the corner, and in turn, I've turned the corner. I mean, offensively, look what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to win tonight. So I think they're getting to 500. That's how confident I am in this team. Oh, by the way, Kodai Senga. He may want to join the party now. Now that the Mets are actually winning, Kodai Senga may want to.
Are they appealing
take
now?
Him out. No, I mean, I guess so. He's starting to get closer to a rehab assignment. So maybe they get him back. Maybe they bring up Christian Scott. Maybe they go out there and make some trades. I think the Mets get to 500 tonight, and they do it at the expense of your Yankees.